أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد خلقنا فوقكم سبع طرائق وما كنا عن الخلق غافلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us the seven stages of the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother, from the starting point, and how the development takes place at every stage, and eventually how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces a new creature altogether in the form of a human being. Allah reminded us that after our appointed time has ended on earth, we will all taste of death, and we will all experience death, we will all die. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our resurrection the day of Qiyamah. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of certain creations of He, reminding us that after He has brought us into existence and He has created us in the manner that He had explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created certain things for us in this world in order to serve us for our existence. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعَ طَرَائِقَ. Ayah number 17 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and above you we have created seven tara'iq. Tara'iq is the plural of tariqah. Tariqah means a pathway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, above you He has created seven pathways. Now, there are two interpretations to this. Obviously, it is referring to the seven heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created above us. One meaning could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to these seven heavens as a layer, one layer above the other, like tiers, one above the other. And from there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows rain to come down, and rain is a means of vegetation and so on and so forth coming into existence, and that we utilize for our own existence. The other meaning is Sab'a Tara'iq refers to pathways which the angels use when they wish to descend and ascend up to the heavens. There are seven pathways that these angels use whenever they are coming down with any commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whenever they need to ascend up into the heavens. وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ. Allah says, we were never neglectful about the creation. At any stage, at any point, from the time you, before even coming into this world, during your development in the womb, and during those different stages that you had to go through, at no point were we ever neglectful about you. We always provided for you, and this applies to every other creation of Allah. Allah says, وَمَا كُنَّا عَنِ الْخَلْقِ غَافِلِينَ. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. Allah says, and then we send down from the heavens water, بِقَدَرٍ, in due proportion, in due measure. فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then we provided settlement for the water in the earth. We lodge the water into the earth. So when the water comes down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the earth now acts like a reservoir, and it stores the water. فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We cause it to settle into the earth. وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and just as we allowed it to settle into the earth and to lodge into the earth, we are certainly, undoubtedly, more than capable to remove it once again, and to cause it to seek out of the land and disappear. فَأَنْشَأْنَا لَكُمْ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then we produce for you, O insan, O mankind. We produce for you through this water that we had allowed to enter into the earth. Through it did we produce for you jannat, garden. Jannat min nakhil, gardens of palm trees. وَأَعْنَاب, and gardens of grapevine. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this garden there are many fruits for you. لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهُمْ كَثِيرَةٌ. Allah has only named two, and that is the date palm trees and the grapevines. But Allah said, in this garden there are for you فَوَاكِهُ كَثِيرَةٌ, many, many different types of fruits, reminding us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these fruits, different types of fruits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed the earth to produce the vegetation for our benefit, and so that we may consume it, and so that we may eat these fruits, and thereby survive while we are on land. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you eat of these fruits that we have allowed the earth to produce. وَشَجَرَةً Allah speaks of a special tree, and that is the olive tree. And the olive tree or the olive oil is something that must form part of our daily diet as far as possible. It is a very, very healthy nutrition creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has provided us with. Allah has spoken of its benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it a very blessed tree. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too has emphasized the importance of the olive and the olive oil. Allah says, وَشَجَرَةً Allah says, and we have produced for you a special tree. A tree تَخْرُجُ مِنْ طُورِ سَيْنَا Allah says, this tree comes out from Mount Tur in the region of Sinai. The Sinai Peninsula or the Sinai region, therein you have Mount Tur. The Mount Tur, very famous, especially with regards to Musa alayhi salam, and in that area, that region. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first place where this tree had grown was on Mount Tur in the Sinai area. That is the first place where this tree grew. It's such a significant tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the first tree that was, or the first tree of this kind, its spot, and where it first grew in the world, which shows that it is a tree of significance, and obviously the fruit that it produces is fruit that is of great benefit to man. In fact, some of us said that after the great flood that encompassed the entire earth in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the first tree that grew on earth after that flood was the olive tree. And it was this specific tree that Allah is speaking of, which grew on Mount Tur. Allah says, وَشَجَرَةً And we have produced for you a tree. تَخْرُجُ مِنْ طُورِ سَيْنَا It comes out on Mount Sinai, Mount Tur in Sinai. تَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهْنِ Allah says, it grows, that fruit or the tree, it grows carrying oil. وَصِدْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ And dressing for those who eat. So it's not used as a meal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but it's used like a dressing. So add it to your food. If you are not using the oil for massaging purposes or external purposes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then use it for internal purposes. Use it as a dressing, وَصِدْغٍ And a dressing, add it to your salad, add it to your food, add it to whatever you are having. Add it to that as a salad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. وَصِبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ And it is used as a dressing for those who want to eat it. So it has both an external usage. It's used as oil applied to the body. Internal usage as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it can be added to all your dishes and consumed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.